Good everybody. March 15th, 2024. I am Connor with Honor. We're going to start with our real estate segment. We're going to work that for about 6 or 7 minutes, talking about the local market, what you need to watch out for as a home buyer today, looking at what's going on with interest rates. Also, as a prospective home seller, things you need to be concerned about. We'll also talk about inventory. About the 6 or 7 minute segment, we'll switch over into the fat torching and talk about those changes and things that you might be able to implement in a small way to help your fat loss progress. Now, of course, we never want to lose weight particularly. We want to lose a more specific type of weight, and that's fat. But we'll get on to that. Let's talk about what's going on in the real estate news cycle currently, what's happening online. When you start looking for real estate information, just make sure you're going to valid sources. With all the deep fakes and the fake information out there, I know firsthand how difficult it is to find the truth. But if you're looking at a regular real estate market, that's not what we're in. A regular real estate market is going to consist of an absorption rate of around 6 to 8 months, meaning if we had no more inventory added to the current market, everything would be eaten up about that time at the current rate of absorption or the current rate at which homes are selling. We don't see that currently. In fact, this market is very robust and very much in a seller's frame. Right now, real estate people that are interested in selling their properties are definitely getting a premium for those. And we see that because the listings we put on the market typically don't last very long, maybe at the most days. And it depends if you're in a more expensive market closer to downtown Los Angeles. Even less time, believe it or not. But right now, we do have a seller's driven market, meaning we don't have much inventory. We still have a higher buyer drive. And even with interest rates being where they are, it is still allowing buyers to get out there and make those purchases. However, there is quite a bit of competition that they have to contend with when they're out there looking for real estate and they're out there trying to buy properties. And of course, one of the suggestions I have for buyers is always look at the inventory that's been on the market longer. A lot of times you're going to be surfing the real estate websites, and they're, of course, going to want to front load everything you're seeing with the newest, most exciting listings. Look at that older inventory. The stuff that's been out there better than 30 days without a price reduction is a real good place for a buyer to be because they're more negotiable. Typically, if you look back at the last foreclosure cycle, the banks knew very well when they were training their REO agents, yours included with Citibank, they were very good in their training where they offered me advice and also how they were going to structure their price reductions and sales of the properties that I was giving a broker price opinion on, or what's known as a BPO. Moving forward into the listing of said property, they gave us a 30-day window, folks. If we were unable to provide an offer within 30 days, substantial or where the bank wanted the offer to be, and that's going to be in accordance with my broker's price opinion, they would then instruct me to do a price reduction. Only got a couple swings at that ball, though. After I did a couple price reductions, and if the property still didn't sell for whatever reason, then they would take that listing from me. I would say this: when you're out there looking for residential real estate, don't get caught up in those new listings on the market. There might be something out there that happens to be on the market longer, where maybe the seller had too high of a price in mind at the beginning, and now they decided to back it off a little bit and to maybe become more realistic in their pricing model, thereby making the property better, more affordable to the home buyers and actually priced better. We do see listings that enter the market for sale at a higher price point, higher than what they normally have sold for, being a hindrance to real estate sellers. They're pulling back a little bit, not able to get those offers that they want on their properties. And of course, now we are in the springtime movement with regard to real estate, not a bowel movement, but a springtime real estate movement. And we see real estate moving quite a bit quicker. Rumor on the front is, of course, we're going to have lowering of interest rates. That's going to create an issue with the low inventory we already have. In fact, that's going to end up pushing prices quite a bit. So some of the investors are saying, oh my gosh, get out there and buy now. Wait till interest rates come down a point, point and a half, which is somewhere in the fives typically. That's kind of not typically, but that's where that would end up being if they have their wish. That being the case, then we're going to start seeing properties go out at a lot more expensive numbers than we currently do because we'll have a lot more competition. And don't forget, folks, we're going to enter into that market where appraisal is going to be very critical when it comes to looking at residential real estate. The appraisal part of the purchase process for a buyer that requires a loan on real estate is really going to prove to be invaluable. And in some cases, if the market does shift like it did a few years ago, it's going to create an overabundance of problems for buyers because maybe some of them might have removed that appraisal contingency. That's a big step to make as a real estate buyer. Just make sure that you have the proper guidance when it comes to taking advice about removing something so critically important as potentially having the property appraised for the money that you're willing to pay for it. Something important. We're coming up on the 6-minute mark. I do appreciate you watching our real estate update. That's where we are currently. Seller's tip out there in closing with this segment, make sure that you're getting good valuation on your property and make sure you price it to sell. Now is not the time to be too competitive with pricing. Even with the lower inventory, buyers are doing their due diligence before going in. All right, so here we are, tick 17. We're going to start the fat to fit segment. So I've been doing this chronological run here. And in fact, I'll show you what I've been pulling up with regard to the information that I've been putting together. And the reason why I say this is because I have been coming to a point where I have to realize how important it is for me to continue my progress and to show those folks out there watching how realistically simple it could be to drop some fat. Now, I was talking before the show, everybody wants to lose weight. When you see the advertisements out there talking about people going on a diet program, they talk about how much weight they've lost. Well, if we're talking real numbers from Sunday, folks, I've dropped in weight. I've dropped quite a bit. In fact, let me show you some numbers here as I pull these up. So what I did is I put together the video format for me, actually. Give me 2 seconds here. All right. So we'll do this here. Let's pull up something and I'll show you here right now. So when I first started my fast, you can see here, I pulled up, I was almost 200. I was 285 pounds. So we'll go ahead and do this. And I did upload some photos this morning, but just to kind of get an idea. So this is where I was. So Sunday, March 10th at 21:27. I was 285.5 pounds. And I do apologize for the toenail. I did bust this here not too long ago. Anyway, it creates a problem. But anyway, 285.5, that's where I started. As of this morning, in fact, we'll splice this in. So as of this morning, so I was at that 285 figure. This is me around 250 pounds. 350 pounds, this big belly here. But let's look at this. So when I started, I was at 285. As of this morning, and this is 5 days in, I've dropped literally 20 pounds. But 20 pounds isn't just fat. That 20 pounds also includes probably water, a lot of water. And in fact, right now, and those of you that get very frustrated with hitting these plateaus, you know what? If you're just good and you continue the process, how you got to this plateau, just stick out the plateau, you will end up dropping weight. I foresee myself, the body is a very biological entity. It does a lot of micro changes inside, especially when you've been doing something for a long pattern, a long while, then all of a sudden you decide to switch it. A lot of times the body rejects it and it's going to hold off. It's going to fight. It's going to make it so you don't want to lose anything. It's going to try to keep your weight static. It's going to try to keep it in the same place. Unfortunately, well, fortunately for you, the longer you stick it out, the more likely you're going to break through this supposed plateau. Right now at the 265 figure, me wanting to head into the 230s, from 20 pounds ago, okay, and this is a very recent loss. In fact, I inflated myself up into the 280s to torch off that 40 or 50 pounds. Now, the one thing that I have to be wary of is I don't want to lose any muscle, But I'm very thankful that I got my hormones balanced, so I was able to take testosterone. I still do, and I've been doing that for about better than 3 years now. I do keep my blood monitored. I keep watching out. It's a very low dosage, but it brings me back to where I was in my teens and early 20s as far as, well, if I would have even had my testosterone, those hormones measured then, that's approximately where I would be if, in fact, I was that high back then. There's some doubt. I have always had difficulty. I've always been fat, but I've had difficulty gaining true muscle, and it wasn't really until I started balancing out my hormones until it made the big difference. Also, with balancing out your hormones, it doesn't hurt in the fat realm because it also changes the scale where instead of being fat heavy, you're more muscle heavy, but it's going to depend on how hard you work, what your nutrition looks like, and how well those hormones end up being balanced by those medical professionals who you seek out and who you try to get their advice from. Now, I will tell you this, dropping 20 pounds is great, but I understand a majority of that's water. There might be just a very few pounds of literal fat torched off in this past 5 days, but we're going to keep going. We're at Friday. I foresee today potentially just doing a water, maybe black coffee fast today, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. Also, I love to have, I'm having some soup, so I might have that later. But again, today might not be an eating day for me as well. Right now, it's a little bit after 8:15 a.m., and I feel great. We'll have to see what happens. But these are some of the ideas. So this is where I am this morning. And of course, if you look at the biggest, fattest pictures of me, if you haven't seen them yet, I'll show you currently or where I was when I was super fat. You saw the face pictures there. These are big bellies. Here's another little kind of a video here. Interesting. So I am talking to myself, but yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And that's something. And there goes into that. So that's where I was. But it's very interesting to me to see where I was and to see where I am currently. And just to have this overall feeling so far of just this remarkable, just the way I am remarkable. Look at how big that was. That was such a difference. And now it's just incredibly different now. You know, just really changed quite a bit. And there's more. It's just going to take time. But again, just something for you to realize, and I hope I'm able to help. When you're ready, reach out to me. I am Connor with Honor, and I hope to be of great service to you. Thank you so much for watching this. You be well, and have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Connor with Honor, over and out.